So yeah, I've been gone for 3 weeks. What the fuck happened in Ghost? I watched the episodes, but what the fuck?
Some shit.
Some shit happened. We celebrated the 100th or something. I think I was there for that. I don't know.
Samuel Mozart coming back from the dead.
Something about Wright Brothers, which that was cool.
Wait, Carr. You're here. You're not here when Emily's here. And when you're here, Emily's not here. Are you Dreamcaster?
Cue the roll call!
We're live! Zenkai Gun!
Broadcast. Loading. Connect.
Watching all the anime! Redcaster! Show Raven!
Equipment Wielder! Bluecaster! Ishida's Azeel!
Loyal and Loud! Pinkcaster and Lightred!
Little Spark of Courage! Dreamcaster Auto God!
Cubecaster Not Afraid to Speak Their Mind, Signcaster Arcadian.
Captain of the Milky Seas, Navycaster, Critterman.
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
On air!
I knew if something was fishy.
Gar, are you trying to tell us that your dream has always been to be a woman, since you can't get one?
Oh!
Yeah, that's right. Trauma inducer.
Wait, how would that work? Damn it, cue the roll call again.
We're live! Zenkai Gun!
Broadcast.
Loading.
Connect.
Trauma inducer, Norcaster, Lightrin!
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
On air!
Good luck.
Welcome to Cast Ranger episode 103, everybody.
It's episode 102. Keep better track, please.
I'm sorry.
Get good.
I don't north well.
Wait a minute.
What does that have to do with anything? Because Cell's not here, and he helps me point north. Cell's not here, I mix up numbers. Yeah.
Have I been gone for that long that you guys are down to 3 digits?
Have I been absent from this podcast for that long?
Jesus, Gar, it's like you don't like us anymore.
We're making memes out of our own stupid in-jokes.
Speaking of memes, Gar made an amazing meme today. It's a picture of Zuma Lion with the headphones on, and it's just like, fighting Death Galleons, need to catch up on Cast Ranger. I thought that was pretty
that's
good.
Great.
We have a meme!
The proper reign is... when you need to fight Death Galleons, but you need to catch up on Cast Ranger.
Oh, yeah. That's,
yeah, I love it.
That's great.
So, for those who didn't watch/listen to the extra episode, today Northcaster is not with us as he's busy with some sort of personal matter. And joining us in his place are two close friends of the podcast. Please introduce yourself.
I'm Arcadia, Redcaster's girlfriend. And I go by Signcaster.
Yes, and joining us via Skype is...
hey, Navy Catcher's back in the house. Woohoo!
Yay! Woo! Keeping the ship sailing.
Yes. Joining through Skype, walking through the Skype front door instead of the Skype ceiling. Lane.
Hey, you know what? Next time I want to ride to a radio, I'm not going to be bursting in from the roof with rockets. I'll be busting in through your wall with a car.
Actually,
fan now! Yeah!
Speaking of ceilings, did you guys ever get your ceiling fixed?
Yes, we fixed it, and thankfully the person that got crushed under the wall that fell over while we were doing that is out of the infirmary. So,
yay. Is that why Noble isn't here this week?
No, he wasn't the one that got hit, it was Biff.
Oh, Biffalo.
Okay.
Because yeah,
Noble was
hit.
Supposed to be on tonight, but he had to cancel at the last moment.
We love you, Noble!
Yay!
No, me and Noble had fun, we did a...
yeah, it was Noble's 1 year anniversary of his first time on the podcast, supposedly.
Yay.
So,
Biff was out, me and Noble had fun and did a 2-hour episode of a comic corner talking about the Arrowverse.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Yeah, that was fun.
If only I watched the Arrowverse.
I hope that went in the right direction.
Anyways, this is a very big episode this week since last week we talked about the Turbo movie and the previous week's Ghost and Jirojir. This week we're doing
a
double episode.
This week.
Yeah, so yes. We're doing 2 episodes of Ghost, 2 episodes of Jirojir.
It's a double episode special, baby.
And as a little extra bonus, we're also doing a feature topic, so We're in for a long one.
At least it's only a double episode, unlike what we have to do tomorrow, where it's like we're talking about 11 episodes of Ghost, because we have to fucking catch up.
Jesus Christ, man. Again,
that's how far behind we are.
If we ever do more silver medal and catch up on Dino Charge, we have probably around that many.
Yeah, at least.
You guys talked about the Turbo movie without me?
Yep.
Why don't leave, Gar? Ever.
Show up on time for once, Gar.
Now you know Turbo's more important than your taxes.
You just spat.
It's TurboTax.
I'm so sorry. Tremendous.
All right.
Also, lol at Ichi's joke. TurboTastic.
Hey, Danny. Boo. Ghosts.
That transition.
That face, she just wanted to punch me so hard.
She still does.
You should be lucky my arms can't reach him.
But mine can.
Fucking kill you! Anyways, so we are on talking about Ghost episode 27 and episode 28, so...
We're almost at endgame.
So as our...
We're at the halfway point.
Yeah, so as
the halfway point was episode 23.
Whatever.
Okay, so as we do usually with double episodes, is that we'll just talk about both episodes as a whole, so an open form about it.
It was kind of a two-parter anyway, so whatever.
Yeah, it fits perfectly.
Yeah, I'm gonna say this right now, for me, honestly, episode 27, shit's getting really fucking real now.
And who better to bring back in a most important moment of crisis than the fucking Mozart gun?
Yeah, that was just random.
Composing Igor's theme song or some shit. But instead, Mozart is playing Beethoven songs.
I know, right? Gar's
having a brain blast.
Finally do it now. Prince Gunma. Since he's
too
dead.
Too soon!
Wow.
Way too soon.
Too soon, bro.
Wow, dude.
Anyways, what did she say? The Mozart Gunma was playing a lot of Beethoven.
I did not catch that. That's hilarious.
It's just, every time he started playing a new song, and it was just like, that's Beethoven as well.
But the funniest part about the funniest part was that within the context of the show, the Mozart Gamma was writing those by himself. And I don't know for sure, but I was looking close when Igor was throwing his music sheets around. I think he wrote that in, like, a circular pattern on a sheet.
I know, I was looking at that when I was...
That's some serious looping music there.
Yeah, exactly. He writes BGMs.
Yeah, I noticed that when I was watching this. I was like, those papers have circles on them. What the heck is on those?
Yeah.
the best joke also involves the exact same guy. It's like, oh, use my power!
Shit, right, my power sucks!
Yeah, it's like, what's going on? He's using his power! Your set just pops up, useless!
Although, like, if you remember the fight in that episode, he did, like, attack with, like, evil magical musical notes as well.
Yeah, that's what I remembered.
He doesn't have that power anymore since he's good.
Oh, but yeah, that's right. The Mozart Gamma, like, could make everything silent.
Yeah.
That was cool. A quick thing I want to mention, my favorite part, honestly, in episode 27 was just... I don't know why, but Takaru is at his absolute best when he is pissed off, like, enraged.
Like any protagonist.
Because, okay.
That, you know what? Adonis. You know why? Because then he actually has to emote for once.
Yeah, right?
Fact.
I believe in myself!
Hashtag true fact.
Honestly, I love that scene where he just went grateful and just fucking teared all those Ganma new ones.
While summoning Ryoma and Himiko for assistance.
That was way before. Well, that was
whatever.
When he was going to find Makoto.
It happened and it was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, but guys, you're forgetting about Toka and Boo Sudini for.
No, that was
last week's episode, dumbass.
Oh right.
Yeah, that was a while back.
Like a quadruple marathon before the podcast.
Oh,
I did an 11 episode marathon. What the fuck are you talking about?
But between these two episodes, we did also get to see Tokon Beethoven and Tokon Billy the Kid, which were pretty cool.
So, wait, I think that's it then. Besides from Grimm and Sanzo, and Tutankhamen and Nobunaga.
Have we seen Tokon? I don't think we've seen Tokon Edison or Newton.
Yeah,
No? Not yet.
I don't think so, no.
We gotta see those two forms, then we got final form.
Tokan Newton. Oh god, souped up Newton.
Oh, that, yeah. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
That'd be great.
Don't
yeah.
use the Lord's name in vain.
Honestly, just I give me a second.
Yeah.
Tokon Benkei's pretty fucking cool.
Red and yellow. Or red and white, a true Canadian.
Sure. nothing beats Tokon Musashi, though.
Red and red doesn't look good together.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does. Yes.
It's a solid color. I don't see why that's a problem.
I will admit that it does look good, even though I don't like Musashi's design originally.
Also, I like to say that, so Adonis died, like, officially in Alan's arms.
Like, no one saw that coming.
Wait, that's his actual name? Adonis?
Yes. For Adonis.
What's with this family in with A's?
That's a joke.
Alan.
It's some kind of pun or something.
Oh,
reference.
Adele, Alan, Aria, and Adonis.
Man, these guys need to go to an AA meeting.
Wow. But yeah, Adonis died in Alan's arms, and honestly, that was actually pretty moving. Like, it was an emotional scene. I teared up a bit. I did.
Yeah, that's really sad when they do stuff like that.
They are the beginning of all things.
Oh.
That explains a lot.
Just watch their cousin Aaron.
You put the first notice Takaru and Alan in Gamma Land?
Yes.
Jesus Christ. Gamma World?
I call it Gamma Land because fuck it.
Welcome to Gamma Land, where
it's like Zooland.
Mickey Gamma.
Check on your chairs. You get an icon. And you get an icon.
Look at
you
me.
All get turned into icons and/or possessed by
welcome
icons.
Welcome to Gamma Land, where you have lots of familiar locations from past series, except we have a red filter over.
Yeah. like that one scene where they were fighting right before Deep Spectre showed up, where it was very clearly the same area where Deno Liner form debuted.
Yep.
But you know what? Alan took a very huge jump from, you know, feeling the want to take a shit to, oh no, experiencing my first traumatizing death.
No, he wasn't.
Experiencing death.
Being a human sucks. I have to poop and I have to eat and my father's dead and my brother's a dick.
Also, all our gods are, like, taking his form. It's fucking weird. And they all sound like a female.
Yeah, let's talk about the God Misers and how they decided to all be fucking Arrancar clones of Adele.
Yeah, what the fuck was that? Too.
Their outfits look like Arrancar.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and then they all have, like, that same female voice. And it's just fucking weird. It's
fucking creepy.
Coming out of Adele's body.
Oh.
Who are you? I am you.
Yeah, that was fucking weird.
I am you.
You are not you. You are me. No shit.
You. Yes. Not you. Him.
Anyways.
You know what we got this week, or in episode 27 that we hadn't had in a long time? Mm-hmm. Cuts!
Mini cuts.
Oh my.
I love it.
This episode is about being in a slump. Both these episodes are about being in a slump.
And Kubi's version of a slump.
The writers of this show.
Oh.
Yeah. Speaking of,
I actually
Kubi,
made that.
Kubi's gone. Yay!
Fuck you,
no, fuck you. Hope he never shows up ever again.
But before he does, his version of being in a slump is apparently being actually skilled at realistic painting.
That was kind of funny.
He's an abstract artist.
But Kubi, this is really good. Stop lying to me.
This actually looks like the thing you were painting. It sucks. I know.
What about that picture he drew at the end, though?
Okay.
Yeah.
That was
adorable.
Like, it's accurate. So would he still be in the slump then?
Yes.
Then why didn't he tear that one up?
Because he knew they liked it.
No, he wasn't in the slump because he drew Onari's head all.
Did
you guys notice that when Deep Spectre debuted? It was the exact same location where Tokon Boost debuted.
Beach.
No, you know why? The exact same beach.
You know why they did it on a beach?
So that they could hide the explosives?
Exactly.
Where are the explosives? Underground. Just go through a metal detector. Gold? Fuck!
Alan's honestly becoming a really, really awesome character because, like, it's cool that, like, he has a human body now and he's just experiencing, like, all these, like, emotions and stuff. And just, you know, now he's experienced, like, a death. Like,
he's becoming human.
Yeah,
in the span of a
and
week.
It actually, like, no, and it really bothered him. And what's cool was, like, they get back to the normal, real world or whatever, like that. And then Makoto comes up to him and he's just like, pretty much, you know what was going through my head in that scene? You got a friend in me from Toy Story. He literally, he could have just said, You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. And Alan's just looking up and I'm like, I'll punch what's your face until you use a bitch.
You got problems. I got them too.
Exactly! Jesus Christ! Like,
I know I'm just
Alan and Spect and Mikoto are Woody and Buzz.
God damn
it. Wait, who would be Takaru? Spect?
Takaru is Jesse.
No, Takaru is Bo Peep.
Yeah, I was about to say.
No, Takaru's Bullseye.
No. I like what Ichi said, Bo Peep.
Consistently. Yeah.
I'm a couple blocks away.
So Javert gets some interesting development over these two episodes.
Yes, I'm actually glad.
He gets a sticker on his head.
He gets a cheeky patch.
Yeah.
And that premium exclusive.
And then he actually comes to Inari's rescue and is like, that was your one freebie.
Yeah. Everybody gets one.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
it's like also, how also I got to punch Igor in the face, so net gain for me.
Yeah.
And also, Igor got a fucking bitch slapped.
Just
it was
like,
amazing.
He sucks everywhere, I'm going home.
He got a punch in the face by Javert, and then he got a, like, fucking mental slap in the face by Akari.
It was not mental.
And legit.
It was an actual bitch slap.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Like,
big old handprint right across his face.
Cards Against Humanity card, an actual bitch slap.
And Igor's face was just priceless. He's just like,
I'm going home.
Fuck all of you.
No, just, like,
screw you guys, I'm going home.
Yeah.
When QB meets,
Oh, Mozart?
Yeah, Mozart. It's like, I just want to paint. I just want to make music. What?
Are we best buddies now?
Yeah.
Do we just become best friends? Yup.
On the count of three, name your favorite icon. 1, 2, 3. Velociraptor. What the fuck?
If you were a chick,
nice.
Who would you want to kill? Don Samos.
Okay.
Dakar really loves Step Brothers.
I fucking love Step
Brothers. Anyways.
But no, it's cute how they're all just sitting there in like one group. It's like, what do you want to do today? I don't know.
That was kind of a nice thing. It's just the interaction with the Ganma and the humans.
Yeah.
Now, here's another question, though, that I need to bring up.
The humans that can randomly see them and then not see them and see them again.
That is a concern. They're starting to give less shits about the continuity.
Yeah, and, like, no, they've been doing that for a while, especially where freaking canon's concerned.
Yeah.
Where they actually took a moment, like, a number of episodes ago,
yeah, where
to
Canon
show that
see
she
them?
Can't
yeah, I know,
see ghosts.
I know exactly the scene you're talking about.
And then episodes later, oh my god, look at that!
Yeah.
Wait, oh, yeah, I remember that scene. I saw that earlier.
Yeah. I just realized, you know how, like, Alan's only been introduced to, like, takoyaki, and that's all he eats? I wonder if since, like, Onari gave Javert just rice balls, I wonder if that's all he's gonna eat, and he's gonna have stomach aches, too? And
you mean jelly donuts?
You mean hamburgers?
God damn it.
I'm just saying, those jelly donuts are my favorite.
Another really quick thing that kind of, that was interesting. Apparently, the Deep Spectre was originally made for Ghost because that's what Edith said to him, Mikoto. He's like, "Oh, this is supposed to be for Ghost as a power."
No. It was made for him, but it was made for Spectre. But then he went, "Oh well, if you're gonna be running off doing your own thing and not helping me out anymore, maybe I'll try the guy with the other belt."
Yeah. And that was like reverse psychology. And Mikoto was like, "Fuck you, I can do it."
I have a question though.
Yeah.
What are they, like, Sage and this guy? Or
we don't know.
We don't know if they're the same person yet.
But apparently next month we get to know the thing behind Sage.
I think they're two different people, but one side's good, one side's bad.
It's not bad.
And then they fuse together.
Hey, knowing the way this show works, for all we know, it could be someone else possessing Sage's human body.
They could be fused together to become Vegito.
If Edith was bad, he wouldn't have all his technology stolen all the fucking time.
And he has Gamma earrings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I like how the Deep Spectre icon actually didn't have a label on it until Mikoto picked it up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's some nice attention to detail.
What if Alan picked it up? Would it just
Deep Necrom,
like, turn back into, like, a Necrom?
I hope Necrom gets his own super form. I'll be so disappointed if he doesn't.
So far... Yeah.
I'm betting he doesn't.
And if he doesn't get one, that means he's
going to... Let's see. Tokon Boost Ghost.
Yeah, let's
Deep Spectre. Nasty Necrom.
No.
Let's put it this way. I don't think Necrom needs one. They already showed he fights on par with Toucan Boost.
That is true.
Yeah, pretty much. So why would he need a new form?
He is the power-up.
He's Chaser.
Also, he almost did this awesome fucking attack that got interrupted thanks to Adele, so...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because he was charging up this awesome attack to use against Ghost Inspector, and then the guy interrupted.
Still haven't found out what that's about.
I hope he gets to see that.
But we did, in episode 28, right before Deep Spectre showed up, we got awesome Triple Henshin.
Yes.
That was great.
But not only that, we got to see Vilgax.
Yeah, a.k.a. God Miser Fire.
Vilgax.
And we saw my favorite thing. Igor got bitch slapped.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier, but yeah.
It's fucking Vilgax. Come on, man. Shoulder pads, the face.
Oh.
Shoots fire. It's Vilgax.
Also, apparently, Onari, he had a bit of a dark past, which is interesting.
Yeah, hopefully we'll learn about that.
Well, maybe that's what that whole punk thing that we saw in Scans is about.
I think that's just like them getting undercover.
I do like how he helped him out. It's like, just because you are a bad guy, I am a priest, I have to help you.
Yeah. So let's talk about the debut of Deep Spectre. I actually thought that little cutscene with the Parker Ghost was beautifully put together.
Yeah.
It looks cool.
The
belt just chiming, "Yo, Timido," which translates to gaze into this, as he's actually gazing into it.
Like, hey.
With purple fire everywhere.
Yeah, and I just like, I like the Parker Ghost was just like looking at him like, yeah, all right, you'll do.
No, man. From the critic. Hi, guy.
Oh, no, but, he transformed into Deep Spectre, and I was like, oh, he looks really, really good, and then puts the hood down. Oh.
Never mind.
Okay. Yeah, those horns.
They never keep their hoods up.
They do when they have their other forms.
That's because those are non-standard forms, and most of them are attached to the helmet.
Your non-standard form.
Whatever that means.
I won't standard for this.
Oh.
So, Deep Spectre, fuck shit up. Giga Omega Drive, it's pretty neat sound effects. And then we get this cute little moment where Makoto tells Alan to fucking smarten his shit up and call him by his actual name.
Yeah! It's just like, oh, thank you, Spectre. Call me Makoto, dude. Makoto.
So, we've been friends for years! Call me by my fucking name, please!
Wait, is that where he got the name Spectre from?
Maybe.
From Alan?
Who knows?
I hope Alan just continues to call Takaru just by his full name. Just Tenguji Takaru.
Maybe.
It's like how Vegeta calls Goku Kakarot all the time.
Yeah, that's a good parallel. So, apparently, next episode features Alan's new clothes. Some other stuff happens too, but fuck all that.
Alan's new clothes. Is he just going to be naked the whole episode?
I was hoping you'd make that joke.
And QB's gone forever, I hope.
No, yeah. He'll come.
He'll be back.
Oh. Final boss.
Hyper Battle DVD.
No.
And then he paints new icons.
No, I've got it. He and Mozart will come back and do a children's storybook with musical accompaniment.
Oh, gosh.
I love it. I love it.
No, musical storybook that the children can't see or hear.
No. I got it. They possess... QB possesses a painter, Mozart possesses a musician, and then they become more famous painter-musician.
Sure.
And then, they show up in the news or something.
They possess people, but then Momotaros makes a cameo, fuck you, this is my shit, punches them, and then they come out, and then Momotaros just leaves.
Can we have a Momotaros Parker Ghost, please?
That's what they are.
I actually the Deno one is as close as we get.
Yeah, right?
I want Momotaros just to make a cameo. Just be like, eh, I'm so rad.
We just see another Deno movie, period.
We don't need any more of those. We have way too many.
My response is Deno.
Fuck you.
Nailed it. Moving on to Zero
episode title.
Was that the only one that was depressed when the cat was just like, meow shit? And
holy fuck, Guinness dusts a fucking cat!
I was like, that
was horrifying and surprising.
I giggled. I was like, hee
hee hee. We were all watching it last night and it was like, oh.
No, the worst part is it's just sitting there while people are running and it just looks around. meow. First!
I knew you guys were watching it downstairs, so I'm like sitting, lying in my, I'm sitting in my room, and all I hear is, oh fuck, the cat's dead. I'm like,
wow.
Bubbles just shows up. Where's my fucking candies? Naruto, where's my fucking candy?
Oh yeah, it's Ichi marathon all 10 seasons of Trailer Park Boys.
And all the movies.
I'm very proud of you.
In 2.5 weeks.
Yes, I'm very proud of you.
Yeah, see, I watched Burnett. But anyways.
Yeah, that laser field. So many people are dead.
Yeah. Interesting thing. The most interesting thing brought up this episode is the fact that Guinness apparently is actually the owner of the rest of the generals.
He's a zoo.
He's a zoologist.
No, he runs a circus. A circus of freaks.
Sure.
Here we go.
Freak!
On a space bow.
On a space bow. Oh, that actually works. Yep. I'm still waiting for the giant hand, though. Transformers R.I.D. to just pop up and be like, yo.
What made me laugh the most is, like, they show up and Narya's there, and then one of them is just like, I think they call her Narya. And I'm like, really?
Really?
You're not entirely sure of that, seeing as almost every monster up to date has, like, called out her name, saying thank you as she appears and gives them the freaking continue crime.
None of them are there.
I did also just like the fact that
they all
like...
just sort of warp to the next fucking area, like a mile away before
it doesn't matter. The monsters say it as they're growing big, so they definitely hear it.
Yeah, but they probably didn't know what Narya looked like.
Are
so.
You sure it's not Narayaga?
No.
What? Shut the fuck up,
guys. He's referencing a random Facebook conversation.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny, just like, they see her and it's like, hey, aren't you a little early? Maybe she showed up by accident.
Yeah.
It's like, this show is very self-conscious.
Oh yeah, I love it. I love
or self-aware, I should
stuff.
Say.
With a Genesis, just like...
It's not Genesis, it's Guinness.
Guinness, Genesis, potato, potato.
I was waiting for that.
No one says potato!
Danny does.
Do you
Only
actually...
being sarcastic.
Oh, shit!
But yeah, it's like, I make a force field. Find the bomb. We can't find it. The force field gets smaller. Wouldn't that make their job easier?
Yeah, but...
Wouldn't that mean it's kind of at the center so that, you know, it can actually be within the fucking barrier?
Exactly! That's what we were saying the whole episode. I'm like, it's at the fucking epicenter of the dome, you fucks!
Yeah, no, I saw, like, they were getting, like, a bunch of them were getting, like, pissed off that they couldn't find it. And, like, Leo just, like, freaking, like, yells at Yamato. And I was just like, oh, my God.
This place
All right. Is
too fucking big. Hey, guys, does this actually remind you of anything? Yeah.
So Yamato is the... he's the eagle.
Yes.
The red
eagle dude.
Eagle one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting thing. Good eyesight. Sees it.
Because he's got eagle powers.
Yeah,
so he's got
yeah but then he
powers.
Just stays put and just, like, yells, decides to yell over. It's like...
Instead of, like, morphing and flying like he's
yeah,
done previously.
Yeah,
he's dumb.
He has Sword of Omens eyes. Sword of Omens.
One of the
Give
others
me sight beyond
to do a thing.
Sight.
And he's like, wait, Sela's over there. Sela!
And since she has...
Can you hear me, Yella?
No. See, I said it... And I was like, oh, someone please continue that.
Yeah.
Sela!
Did anyone else think the button looked like a giant-ass Kuga belt?
Yeah.
Sort of.
But no,
I guess.
Red circular crystal in the middle.
I just loved Leo, like, turning into his zooming form and just fucking
Bounding
ran
up
the
tower.
The fucking tower. And I was like, yeah, my boy!
Well, yeah, because he's a cat.
Yes.
The
yes.
lion.
Like I said.
A lion is a giant cat.
Again, but before the today's recording, I actually watched the previous four episodes. All three, 8, 9, 10, all focus on Sarah's hearing.
Yep.
Does anybody else find that odd? Like, they always have to remind us, sharks have good hearing, even though they have
to... Because Sarah has the least development of all of them. So
she has a family. That's the most that we know of
her. Yes, her little brother, Shred.
Her little brother... Isn't Shred?
No, we made a joke last week that, like, because Emily, like, voiced, played Fred in the script reading, and so you saw a little brother with a baseball cap, and I was like, yeah, it's her little brother, Shred,
but
Shark Fred.
Isn't it kind of odd, though, that,
I love that,
in the hologram, her father looked like a fisherman?
He's a cannibal.
Ahem. Sharks eat fish.
Yeah, but
yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That makes perfect sense.
Okay.
It's better than
Can we all talk about how Tusk pulled a fucking Space Jam to grab the bomb?
That was awesome.
He did a Mr. Fantastic with his trunk.
Yeah, I was like, whoa.
It's Looney Tune Land!
And then Amu was like, I'm helping.
Well, and, she's the most positive out of the four of them, considering the other three were being mopey.
What is her power anyways?
I know she said she had something beforehand.
Who?
It's just...
Amu.
The tiger.
Oh, she says she has really good legs.
Oh, yeah.
Right. She's the cute one.
She does have really good legs.
Also, she can jump.
And a sense for fashion.
Man, you... I really
and,
just want...
and she and Red are shipping.
You what? I just
really yeah, hardcore.
Oh, my I like God. It. I've seen a lot of real interesting memes of them online.
Oh, my God. The...
Yeah.
Why is your Snapchat full of dick pics? So I have other options for later.
Oh.
Oh, no.
You know what? All these characters are too nice. We need a douchebag. We need Kaiza.
Oh wait, we have that.
Oh wait, that happened.
Yeah, Kaiza shows up.
Yeah, I was like, maybe he's not going to be such a dick because you know he saved Yamato when he was shot. Oh no! They talked about Zulan, and he's like, oh what, that rotten place? And I was like, whoa.
I have a feeling he may know something that they don't.
Yeah. Yeah, even Leo's like, dude, not cool.
I just started watching, and even I called like douche from a mile away when I saw that guy.
Before we get to Birdman, let's talk about what they find when they activate the switch.
The gift.
Oh, gift.
It's a really badass robot.
Find the switch and hit the button. The dome will disappear, and you get a gift. and then later in the episode, and here comes their gift.
Here comes the Terminator.
It's a giant killer fucking robot.
Destroyed 10 other planets by itself.
GIF is actually an acronym. Ichi, what is an acronym?
The title of our episode will be Get Infinitely Fucked Today.
Yeah.
That was what I said that GIF stood for.
Nice.
Because that's pretty much what happens. GIF fucks their shit up.
But apparently it runs like Serpentera. It just stops.
It stalls mid-fight and has to recharge. Apparently through fucking solar power, because they do nothing and it just recharges on its own.
Yeah, but that's fine. Like I said, it destroyed 10 other planets by itself.
That means Geddes is Vilgax. He's conqueror of 10 worlds.
What I love it, though, is that...
Maybe Zoo of the World's name is Ben.
What I love, though, is that earlier, like, Gazald and Kubar, like, they're super surprised. Jazz is like, you know what? I'm going to play for once. And they're like, what? What? And he's like, yeah, I think it'll be fun. Ha ha ha. I'll win the game.
I'm going to pull out the most broken thing we have that we patched out ages ago.
I just love, when the Rangers are fighting Gift, like, when he's not giant. Like, they throw everything at him, and my favorite shot is when Yamato turns to his gorilla form.
And goes to attack it, and then it just fucking grows out of goddamn nowhere.
No, not that.
And it just kicks him the fuck out of the way.
Yeah, that too, but what I was talking about was the fact that, like, as Zuo Gorilla, he, like, leaps towards him, but he leaps at him with, like, his legs out and forward, so I just imagine him screaming, "Eat my dick!"
He literally had the Eagerizer wrapped around the thing. The thing lifted its arm, yanked him up, and he was using that momentum to come up and try and punch it, and then it just bitch-slapped him out of the way.
Can we also comment on how awesome it is that he can use the Eagerizer while Gorilla? I thought that was awesome.
Pretty cool.
Also, another huge prop to Yamato for, you know, not giving up trying to fucking destroy this thing. Like, he got his ass kicked, like, both times as Eagle and Gorilla, and he's just like, nope, still gotta fucking do this.
He gets points for at least trying to be Carter Grayson.
Because he decided, I'd rather let my friends have their chance of getting home.
Which they can't without your champion symbol that you still totally have with you, because otherwise you wouldn't.
Yeah, but no, the objective was to get the cube from Birdman.
Okay, so because Yamato isn't at one of the zoom-ins, that meaning like he can be any animal?
Like, well, it's looking like that because we already know based on magazine scans that he gets a third form.
What?
He was Eagle, and then
Pay
attention to the show, guys. You a whale.
The Birdman saved him as a kid and gave his like power to him so he could become the Eagle.
Yeah, that's also why the Eagle guy has white hair, because that aged the crap out of him when he did.
And then later on, episodes ago, a gorilla zoom in gave him the powers of gorilla.
Larry the Rasta gorilla.
And later on, he's getting a power up, which is a whale.
He's a Gorasta.
Yeah. Okay, that makes so much sense now.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Whoa! Syed Caster hasn't watched the whole show.
Yeah.
No.
So. By the whole show, we mean nothing.
I just watched it today.
Besides this week.
So, yes.
So, yeah, Birdman saves Yamato again.
For some reason.
That ending really reminded me of, like, around the end game point of Shiki Kenger.
Yeah.
Where, like, the mechas are all down. The villain's right there. We could beat them. Now we're going to leave them.
Ninja did that, too.
Yeah, but Ninja sucks dicks.
Well, that's true. I just love how, like, episode 10 stops with, like, them being totally defeated and about to die. Cut to the happy ending music!
And then we find out what color the D is today.
Mario's gonna die. Happy music!
Today's color is dead!
See, Drive still wins for best subtle ending. Main protagonist gets killed. Just
silence.
No happy music for the preview.
Next time.
Yeah.
That's because Kamen Rider doesn't have ending themes the same way Sentai does.
Yeah.
The only Heisei one
was God.
Fucking, but yeah, for fun fact, the animal at the ending of that week was macaque.
What?
It was
macaques.
Wow.
Macaque.
That just fits
really
in with...
I'm sorry, I had to do it.
Well, it fits in with the what color is the D today?
Sorry?
There's a running joke on a stream I watch, Tokuriff's Live, and they cover a Zoroger, and one of the guys on there likes to make the joke of when they're doing the, guess what color the thing's going to be, because it's a, I think on the remotes it has like a D on it or whatever, so he'll always say, what color's the D today?
Wow.
No, nothing beats going to Yomicon and realizing what Detroit's fucking advertising slogan is.
Hmm.
Welcome to the D.
Doug Dipido?
Just damn it.
You are in the D.
You are in
welcome
the D
to
with
the D.
D.
You are in the D.
Okay.
I swear Doug Dipido runs Detroit.
Yeah. What would Doug Dipido more than Ninja Tail Dipido Dimidoo?
God damn it, no.
Yeah. So episode 11.
Eagle Man.
Gift is recharging. Hey, we almost died. Let's crawl back to the house. That was
pretty much.
That was funny for some reason.
That would have been cute if they were in their animal forms and they're on all fours, just crawling back.
No, and Sarah's just like flopping like a fish.
Yeah,
like,
just floundering.
Guys, wait up!
No, go on without me. I'm trying. Go on without me faster.
Just like Leo decides to pick her up with his mouth, just.
And then like they're walking back, they see. Bird person.
Wait, yeah,
Harvey Birdman.
Yeah.
Ace Attorney.
Birdman.
Bird person.
Bird person from Rick and Morty.
They actually said what his name
laughing.
Is.
You're the one who made that joke the first time.
No, the bird person.
Sorry, what was that, Crunch?
I said, have they actually said what his name is? Because I haven't been paying.
No, they have not.
It's just the Eagle Human.
I'm just referring to him as Birdman until we get a name.
Birdman.
Oh, that's not even in the magazines or anything?
No. Nothing that I've seen yet, which is fucking weird.
But yes, apparently he has a very...
That guy who's going to die as he does in every season.
Yeah.
Well, they just hate
maybe
they brought back his ghost and killed him.
Maybe,
again.
Maybe we'll be lucky and Yamato will snap his fucking neck.
No. With the Eagerizer.
Oh, yeah. Just,
carve
him into Thanksgiving dinner!
No. Just turns into gorilla. Just fucking grabs his neck. Just...
Oh, shit.
No, man. No. He's gonna burn alive and then, you know, cremate.
Still calling...
He's ash to ash.
Still calling...
And he just turns back to the others. I got dinner.
Birdman's gonna be Zoo of the World.
No!
Zoom in is going to be a rhino, crocodile, and a wolf.
No!
That
makes so
no.
much sense.
I refuse.
Jewel of the World needs to be an alien.
He needs to be a poacher.
Yes!
Alien.
That's what with all the scans we've seen of his swords and shit, that's highly possible.
You know what? He needs to be a combination
flashlight.
He needs to be a combination of Kraven the Hunter, Kick Hopper, and Han Solo. That's why I want a Jewel of the World.
No. Kraven the Hunter, Han Solo, and then Hunter from Jumanji.
Oh my god, I just realized. I just realized why is Morpher's a flashlight. He's a hunter. You need to find things in the light.
That's why I said he was like a hunter or a poacher when we first talked about him.
Slow my feet.
No.
Ew. I can't.
So, regarding Birdman, I thought it was really great that he actually has his own Eagerizer when he fought the other four.
Yeah, that was very interesting. He pulled an Eagerizer out of nowhere.
Sorry, say again, Crunch?
I said that was interesting. He pulled an Eagerizer out of nowhere.
Yeah. Which explains why he has it.
It's just an eagle.
I honestly hope at some point just the Birdman just fucking steals Yamato's powers and becomes Zuo Eagle at least once.
You know what? I would fucking love to see that, and I would love to have him dual wield the risers.
No, because like there'll be some point where Yamato is out of commission, and then like the Zuo-Ogers, like the other Zuo-Ogers, they don't trust Birdman because, you know, of like all the shit he's done and said. But they're like, he's like, I'm the only chance you got of winning right now, and then he just fucking turns into Zuo Eagle.
So he'd be Alex.
Toei, you're listening. I know you are. Fucking do it.
Yeah, you listen to everything else we've said.
So basically, it'd be an Alex and Wes situation.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Exactly.
Alex is a dick.
Alex is the same person.
It pretty much, yeah.
Wes is the ancestor.
One thing that I liked about how Bird Person used the Eagerizer is that he used it more as a whip.
Which
just,
is a legitimate strategy.
Yeah.
It's like, just like, well, it becomes we need to get back to Zulan. That stupid place. I'm Bird Person.
Yeah, I'd have to wonder if there's something he knows that the others don't.
Yeah.
Apocalypse.
My prediction for his storyline is he was unjustly exiled for some reason. And that's why he hates
and
him.
And in revenge, he stole the first champion symbol.
No, he stole that in episode one.
Yeah.
He stole the one that he gave to Yamato, and then he stole the Yamato.
And then he stole the
There's six champion symbols, so he stole two.
So this episode sees the debut of Wild Zuo King, and spotlights in the background.
And Brick Stack Zord.
Yeah.
It's fucking cool.
The one thing I noticed...
Legit Brick Stack Zord.
It's a fuck shit stack cube Zord.
Fuck shit stack.
One thing I noticed that was really a nice touch was when all five of them were in the cockpit together, Yamato's, like, dice control thing had both 1 and 6 on it.
Yeah, I did notice that. I was looking at it, it's like, that has 1 and 6 on it. Do the others have any changes? Nope, they're still just the same number. Okay, that's cool.
Why would they?
Yamato's special.
I don't know, I just thought they might have done something, but...
Is that 60?
And then they pretty much finish off Gift with Dynamic Strike, a.k.a. the Care Bear Stare.
Yep.
Care Bear Cousin Stare.
No wonder, fire the Aminals!
No wonder I liked it so much.
Fire the Ninjas.
Yeah,
sir, we can't do that. And then, like, Care Bear stared at shit.
The funny thing is, after they're done the battle, Yamato just starts like spinning the dice for no reason.
Cause why not?
I just want the Megazord to just start doing fucking donuts in the fucking city street.
The Megazord starts doing a fucking pirouette.
Yeah.
Yamato, watch it. You're spinning to the city. Woo! We won!
So like Geki Toad. Jeff from Geki Ranger just how it spins.
And then after all that, the little feather disappears, right?
They used like one of Birdman's feathers to sniff him out, and then it apparently just fucking vanished.
Well, he's too far away.
Tusk accidentally inhaled it.
Then yeah, maybe.
Oh shit, I smelled that a little too hard.
If I lie down on certain angles, I can smell him.
Oh, we also forgot something. Mario and Yamato kind of had a like cool moment.
That moment?
That was awesome.
Oh, yeah, with the weird colored eagle?
That moment made me love Yamato a lot
more. Eagles aren't that color.
No.
Art's all about imagination. Then again, you're a scientist. You can't let your own emotions cloud the truth.
I'm an artist. Mario, you win, sir.
I'm an artist. If I believe it, it's real. Oh, I see we're going by Ricky from Trailer Park Boys logic.
If you don't see it, it doesn't exist.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If I don't see it, it's not illegal.
Yep.
Sam's gone.
Yeah, way to go, Mario. You're an awesome character.
But that scene made me love Yamato a lot more because for all of this, the world might go to shit. He still has a cool head about it.
But the world might go to shit, but Zuo the world won't.
Get out.
I did it?
Yeah.
Get out or go lie on the bed.
So next week is apparently a Tusk focused episode, something about books
and a stranger in the background store. That wants to be
Tusk is getting character development. Woohoo!
And a Death Galleon who wants to erase all culture on Earth
because he's a teacher.
So he's trying to localize them.
Yeah. No, he's trying to be Hitler. He's trying to wipe out all culture and start his own. He's the Third Reich is coming!
He's American.
I am not a member of
the Third Reich! I see this!
Guinness.
We don't need fictional characters, we have Trump.
What's funny, funny is everyone except for Janice is like, freaking like, shocked that they destroyed Gift, and he's just like, eh, whatever.
No, he's like...
Janice is like, oh, this is getting way interesting.
He's like, oh...
He's having fun.
This planet's fun.
No, what's gonna happen is like...
Let's keep trying to mass murder people.
Yeah.
Who are we gonna send down next? And he just stands up. I'm up. And like, his legs part just form the rest of his body and then like a mask. Then he just grows super big. Like, as big as the planet. And he just holds it in his hand.
Just like... Let's continue mass murdering people and doing a damn fine job of it. I might say.
Right? That city is in shambles.
That poor cat.
What?
Yeah, poor cat. The cat never came back.
And everyone else that got fried by the laser field off screen.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Wow. What I was happy was that little girl got reunited with her parents.
That little girl that was on the barrier. Like, I know you want to go running to mommy, but fucking don't.
Stay with the other people!
Run away from mommy and daddy!
Oh god, can you imagine how awkward it would have been if she'd actually run into the force field?
That show would be canceled.
Yeah, maybe.
Too many complaints about
that. If they
that.
Show a child death on screen?
No, but if you remember in episode two or three, that fucking one Death Galleon just fucking destroyed all those cars.
Yeah, but those are cars.
We didn't actively see children die.
No, but people were in those cars. Yeah, maybe. Children.
It's okay. They were all unemployed, single.
Oh. And the number of buildings that have collapsed.
Wait a minute.
Death Galleon.
It's okay. It's the abandoned.
Wait a minute. Did you just say all unemployed, single?
Yeah.
So basically, he just killed a bunch of me?
He killed a bunch of neats.
Yeah. The abandoned buildings downtown. Well, good thing it was Sunday.
They can see their parachutes.
Don't have
any
plans on driving ever, so whatever.
I won't drive, therefore I am safe from monster attacks.
Flawless! I will never drive, and my favorite Kamen Rider is drive.
So this is really hard.
Yeah.
Speaking of drive... All we need is drive!
Yeah, we're talking about drive again. Woo!
Oh my god! Like 6 months later,
I'm in the forties now for my rewatch of Drive, so I'm like on a huge Drive kick right now.
I know.
Thanks to Shuki, I like finished a lot of my collection, so now I have the trailer cannon, shift high speed, Mega Max Flare. I got the Christmas shift car.
You're in Top Gear.
I got those useless shift cars that Dark Drive use that don't do anything in anything.
Nice.
Sorry? Toys.
Actually, Ichi, if he wanted to be Top Gear, he would have to punch out some guy behind the camera.
Yes. We don't watch Top Gear, though.
Okay.
Anyways, we are talking about the final episodes of Drive Type Tokujo, episodes 3 and 4, and I have to say...
They made it relevant
to the story. No.
They were pointless.
But here's the thing.
To you, Gar.
They started out seeming pointless, but they actually had one plot point that tied it all together to the series and explained something that was not previously explained.
Wow. And the best part about this entire thing is we were all watching it together, and Raven solved the mystery before even Shinosuke solved the mystery.
That thing where they made it ridiculously simple, though.
Yeah.
The token.
It's like, oh hey, I was just looking at this thing and its highest setting, that helmet that shouldn't have been able to kill somebody, totally could if left on for 5 minutes or longer. Oh hey, by the way, he died on the day of the global freeze.
Damn it!
Yeah, that's a global freeze. Yep.
Well, now I know why he had it on for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Also, couldn't take it off.
Also, Hojo was brain all along.
Yeah.
These episodes were for nothing.
No, okay. The relevance of the Tokujo episodes to the show was that we found out why Brain had Bono the entire time.
So apparently what happened was, while he was alive, Bono and Professor Odagiri would go on enthusiastic science walks.
In the digital world.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then...
The professor was working on a system that was able to transfer a human consciousness onto a computer. Sound familiar?
Yeah.
Matrix. Like
certain two characters in the fucking show?
The wizard!
You did it.
was it?
Apparently, yeah, that was probably the basis for how Krim and Bono belted themselves.
Yeah. Yes, but the overall thing was Bono was trying to escape out of the
digital world
into Odagiri's body, but then the global freeze happened. He died because he was connected to the machine for longer than 5 minutes because he was slowed down, which was actually pretty creepy because as he was dying in slowdown, and you just like see him falling over onto the floor just in slowdown. He's
slow-mo dying.
He died not because of the helmet thing, but because he knocked over his glass and it, like...
No,
it
was, no, that was
No. What happened was...
The scientist of the group looked at that helmet afterwards and realized that if left on for more than 5 minutes, it would kill the user.
At maximum voltage.
Capacity, which we already know it is at, because that one guy turned the dial.
Okay. So technically, he is indirectly responsible.
Oh! And the beginning of the episode 3, which we've skipped over, I remember how episode 2 ended with Q about to stab himself in the throat because he thinks he committed the damn murder?
I remember that episode.
That turned out to be unrelated also.
That turned out to be absolute fake out because, no, he didn't kill him. He actually saved him for 5 minutes.
He knocked over the glass that had the poison medicine in it.
That first chick who claimed to have committed the murder. Yeah. She put a frigging drug in his thing that would set off his heart condition and kill him. Q accidentally knocked over the glass with that in it, thus saving the man's fucking life.
I like how we just had a water bottle in hand to, like, refill the glass with.
But, you know, at the same time, he refills the glass, but then now he's like, oh my god, because of me, he didn't get his heart meds, and that's what killed him.
You
actually saved his life.
Did you really kill Q? Yeah. Maybe.
Here's the thing.
Probably. I could have.
Here's the thing. Technically, he had no influence on that because if you see the scene where he's dying, he had not taken his drink either way.
No,
so,
I know.
So technically, Q had zero influence on the outcome.
But he could have had it at any point and just fucked himself
in a different timeline, sure.
Also, but on the flip side of that, that also means the man had not taken his heart meds that day. And electrical current was running through his body.
Yep.
Oh. Probably didn't help.
Hang on. What? Could you imagine, like, they switch minds, Bono's like, ah, nice drink. Ah, shit.
Oh, yeah. Bono dead. Series over.
Yeah, Bono's just like, ah, oh, man. Being in the digital world sure makes me thirsty.
Fuck.
No, what happens? It's like, pulls the Homer Simpson. Turns over the label. Oh, should really read these things before I touch them.
It just drops dead. That would have been funny.
Nice
drop.
Homer's
not gonna know how to read.
No, what happened? Like the joke is like Homer usually does something stupid, reads the label, and it backfires on him. That's the joke.
Backfires.
But yeah, backfires. And there's at one point where Ghost is like, yeah, but who actually like. Was responsible for all this, and like, was it this guy, this guy, this guy, this guy? And Shotsuke's like,
none of them.
And goes like, what?
There was this like stupid little gimmick at the end of episode 3 where they're like, okay, so we've got all the facts here. It's up to you, the viewers, to guess who it is. And then Krim was like, let me give you a gigantic fucking hint. Look at the letters that are lit up in all of the extra episodes, and it spelled out the Japanese word for accident.
Yep. Yeah, they actually tried to make them all mean something.
Wait, Zico
it's pronounced Jiko, but it's spelled with a Z. In the Romaji.
The Japanese word for accident?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I learned something new today.
Yeah, it was on the screen! When the episode 4 end credits were playing, it had the word Zico, and then the word accident under it was added by the subbers.
Oh, yeah. The break in the fourth wall moment.
Yes.
Yes.
Like 16 walls.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's not in the flashback. If anything, they're breaking the second wall.
Deadpool, you're a great movie.
So, yeah. That
is amazing.
Kusakabe, the cop who was played by Hojo from Agito, turned out to be Brain in disguise because he...
Brain can do that!
Yeah.
Yep.
And he fetched Bono's living brain data from Odagiri's computer, and that's how he has Bono on the tablet at the start of the show.
You know what? I'm actually, like I said, I'm in like the 40s now of the show, so like I'm at the point where like Bono's almost becoming Gold Drive, so he's still on the tablet.
Wait, you mean Gord Drive?
Yes. God damn it. Fucking Japan.
Hang on. But Brain stole the tablet.
And then put the Bono's data on it from the computer that he stole.
So remember, they were solving that mystery sometime in between after, like, Technic and Mach debuted, so sometime around there. But yeah, no, but there's
this
like...
This isn't like Ghost where...
But yeah, like I said, I'm at the point where Bono's still in the tablet, so like I was actually thinking, like, yeah, like how did Brain get him? So this helped me realize, so cool. Thank you.
These episodes explain that.
Thank
good
you,
job.
Thank Tokujo.
Like a proper,
good job.
Like a proper cop drama, there's lore all over the place.
And the whole thing ends with Shinosuke wrestling... Krim for some reason.
That was funny. He's like, just put the belt in an arm lock. Are you trying to choke the thing out?
Ow, that hurts, Shinosuke. You're a belt. You can't feel pain.
You put the belt in an arm bar for some reason.
I was like, are you trying to choke it out or something?
Like, why are you on the floor? It can't fight
because
back.
He's doing an arm bar.
all I hope is that Type Lupin's... Like,
yeah, that's the thing. Apparently, we were supposed to watch Type Lupin first because it referenced that when it was talking about the gigantic name hint.
Well, you gotta remember, these Type Tokujo episodes came out on the Blu-ray box sets.
Yeah.
Also,
in the fourth box set came after Type Lupin was released. Actually, they were released on the exact same day.
Okay.
Also, we found out why Q and Gen joined the Tokujo branch. Q was really good with computers. Gen was working on the case earlier.
I love how when it's just like, so why was Gen brought in? And Shinosuke is like, oh yeah, just because he was on that case. And Krim's just sitting there like, yeah, he's less important.
Yeah. But for Q, he was like, yes, exactly.
The whole point of explaining how the Tokujo got assembled was a big fucking bullshit pretense to just get into this side story.
And Krim was curious as to what the fuck happened to.
Shinosuke leads, Q does machines.
That's a fact, Jack.
Wow.
Gen Pach, he's cool but rude.
Old man, he
Hangaji
is
a fortune dude.
Stop.
Yeah, that's not going anywhere.
That wasn't such a nice drive.
Shinosuke, all his bitches.
Stop!
Okay, shoot you. The strangling will begin, Gar. I swear to God.
The strangaring.
Anyways, overall,
you get one too.
I'm up for that. Overall, I like the Tokujo specials. It was kind of like, not really, drive wasn't really needed, like the Kamen Rider at least. It was actually just them solving a mystery as, you know, police officers, so that was really cool.
And then he fought Brain a little.
Like, for like a minute.
Yeah.
But they were the Scooby Gang.
Sure.
And like the Scooby Gang, they all wear the same outfit.
Gen was Scooby Doo.
No. Belt-san was Scooby Doo. He's the thing that's not supposed to talk.
Belt-san was Velma.
No, he's the fake that's not supposed to talk.
Yeah, Scooby-Doo.
No, Rena's Velma.
No, Q is Velma.
You know what?
They're all Velma.
No, Q is John Cena. Fuck it.
John Cena! Wow, he's got a John Cena joke.
Alright, we're officially going too far on this, so let's close this off right now.
I hate myself, so that's a complete evening.
You can shoot yourself with the trailer cannon.
Well, thank you. Hand that over. And... Persona. It's off!
Yeah. Wait.
And Persona. Good night, everybody. Thank you, Crunchman and Cyancast Arcadia, for joining us.
It's
fun times as always.
Alright. Thank you and good night, everyone listening. As always, you can find all our nonsense at castranger.podbean.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow us on the Facebook page and tweet at us at XC Studios.
Shut up, Ichi!
Alright, no, just because he kind of deserves it right now, I'm just going to take Paul's place for right now.
Shania Twain! I'll kill you!
Oh, shit.
Oh my gosh.
Little spark of courage. Yellow caster, fuck.
That's kind of nice.